proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program. As we look at messianic prophecy in the Old Testament, we notice Jacob's deathbed prophecies in Genesis chapter 49. He alluded to the future of his sons and his descendants. When discussing Judah, the patriarch stated that, quote, "The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be," unquote. This statement raised a number of questions. Why would Judah, Jacob's fourth son, why would Judah receive a scepter? Who, or what, did the word Shiloh denote? To what event did the gathering of the people refer? Of course, Judah himself never reigned as a king. Yet, he became the ancestor of a number of monarchs, beginning with David. Every king of Judah after David came from that line. Furthermore, according to Jeremiah chapter 33, God promised that, quote, "David shall never want a man to sit upon the throne of the house of Israel," unquote. Jesus Christ, who descended from David and ultimately from Judah, Jesus Christ fulfilled Jacob's prophecy of Genesis 49. During his first coming to earth, Jesus Christ never sat on a royal throne. Psalm 2, though, recorded how God will, quote, "set my king upon my holy hill of Zion," unquote. In that same psalm, God declared that king to be, quote, "my son," unquote. A reference to Jesus Christ as the second person of the Trinity, the only begotten Son of God. The Hebrew noun from which the term Shiloh derived meant tranquility. Thus, Shiloh did not refer to a specific individual, but rather to a state of existence. The fruits of Jesus Christ's millennial reign could fulfill such a condition. As God stated in the book of Isaiah, "the wicked will have no peace." Nor did the Saviors bring peace to earth at his first coming, a fact he bluntly stated in the 10th chapter of Matthew. Worldwide peace will arrive only when Jesus Christ reigns on earth during the latter days. Some commentators understand the word Shiloh to be a title, alluding to the one who brings tranquility. They point to Solomon, whose reign resulted in Israel's enjoying an extended interval of peace. They point to Solomon, son of David, as a fulfillment of this prophecy. However, such a designation would also apply to Jesus Christ. Indeed, Isaiah chapter 9 prophetically labeled the Lord as, quote, "the Prince of Peace," unquote. In that same portion of Scripture, furthermore, Isaiah exclaimed that, quote, "of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice, from henceforth even forever," unquote. The phrase, "the gathering of the people," could apply to the Jews, as in Matthew chapter 2, when the author referred to, quote, "all the chief priests and scribes of the people together," unquote. However, the term people also appeared in the Bible in connection with Gentile nations. Isaiah used the term in that way in the 9th chapter of his prophecy. Thus, Jesus Christ would fulfill Jacob's prophecy, ruling and reigning as a king during the last days, and having previously gathered both Jews and Gentiles together to constitute the body of Christ. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.